You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm Roo, recording for the SRA podcast. I'm here with Tim Johns from Radio 2, among other things.
Hello. Mostly Radio 2.
You're mostly Radio 2. You came from student radio initially, though, didn't you?
I did. I did 4 years at the wonderful Fresh Air in Edinburgh. Then I did a year for the Student Radio Association of Marketing, and I conjured up the Student Radio Challenge Show.
You conjured that up?
Yes, it's my claim to fame. As well as the year I did the conference, I managed to get a deal with Red Stripe, and we got like hundreds and hundreds of free cans.
Oh, wow.
There was like a stampede for them. Anyway.
Why are you slacking on that front this year?
Well, I've moved on, but I don't know. You have to ask the current exec that.
So you were telling us about how not to cock up a work experience placement. Did you have one back in the day, and did you cock it up?
I did have several work experience placements. I think, touch wood, that doesn't matter anymore, does it? I don't think I mess them up too much. I have to confess, I suppose the title of my talk was to get people to come, because it wasn't that. I suppose it was more about
it is the most explicit title.
Well, tips for work experience and all that malarkey. But yes, it's so easy to get it wrong. And I suppose I did the talk because now I see so many people come through on the show I work on, and they just do subtle things wrong. Mm. And I'd like to think I didn't, because of some of the basic things, which is asking questions, and I was always genuinely interested and fascinated. I have a fair bit of common sense, which dictates when's a good time to ask the questions, and hopefully I'm not a horrible person, which also helps. So those are some of the key things to just not getting it wrong.
So like, don't ask questions while they're on air, that sort of thing, those vital.
Well, I mean, if I'm in the production studio and we're on air, there are moments where you could go, oh, what are you doing there? And if people do that, that's great. But if they do that when I'm just picking up the phone to call someone, then that's just a bit stupid. So,
Talking of phones, that's the new curse, isn't it, of all sorts. Going to the cinema, you can't escape a phone these days glaring in your face. But it's not a good idea to whip one out in the studio either, you were saying.
Well, Jeremy Vine sits in the studio, and the production studio is next door, and he has direct line of sight to whoever is sitting in just to watch the programme go out that day. People come in quite a bit. And he was saying, because I asked him for his top tips, it sort of irks him a bit if someone comes to watch the show and they spend half the time looking at the news ticker in the corner of the room and half the time on their phone tweeting or texting friends or whatever. And he's right. Doesn't matter. If you're just sitting in on a show, wherever it is, even if the rest of the production team seem to be on their phones all the time, don't do it unless you have to. Just sit and listen and be as engaged as you possibly can with every minute of that programme. That's why you're there.
So it's best to lay off the social media, because that's what I was going to ask. If it's social media, is that slightly different if you're tweeting about the show? Or?
I think a couple of tweets is fine. Jeremy is quite hardline, but no, a couple of tweets is fine. And you can take a photo, and of course you can. I'd text your mum afterwards or whatever, but just bear in mind, spend as long as you can just listening to the programme that you are there to watch and observe.
Okay, and do you think that you can come back from a cock-up? I'm sure there are more devastating cock-ups than getting your phone out in the studio, but what do you think is the point of no return, if there is one?
You can nearly always recover from a cock-up. The further into your career you go, the bigger a mistake you can make and get away with it. It's been a long... I haven't made a mistake of scale for some time, and I've been doing it long enough now that I could make one tomorrow of a certain size and get away with it, perhaps. If you're on a placement for like a week and you make a little mistake, it's not going to matter really if you, across the rest of the week, you know, are clearly competent and good and engaged and interesting. I suppose the harsh truth is that if someone comes to watch our programme go out and they're there for 2 hours and they make a blunder like, I don't know, just asking questions all the time, incessantly in the wrong place, then that's a big enough cock-up that they won't come back.
What about sort of feature ideas and suggestions? And does that get irritating, or is that something you want to hear?
From people who come in and watch the programme? I suppose it's difficult and different programme per programme. On our particular programme, we only have 4 items a day. 2 or 3 of them are going to reflect the national news agenda that day. You wouldn't believe, across the 12 years that show's been going, how many other topics we've covered. We've covered everything, and everything that people think might be interesting to suggest. Oh, have you done this thing about sexting? But like, we've done it all in much more interesting and specific ways. So on our particular program, it's difficult for someone to come in and suggest something amazing that we go, oh great, we'll do that tomorrow. But I'm never, ever, like, offended or annoyed by someone suggesting an idea. Like, ever. It's always a good idea, if you're shouting a program, to have a few thoughts that you might be able to offer if appropriate.
Always better than providing an obstruction.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't go into a big program on your first day and offer a critique.
Yeah.
It's not a great idea.
So how have your feature ideas changed since your student radio days to now being on a big, serious station? Well, it's not serious. You know, you still have fun, but you know what I mean.
I suppose... Well, I've changed a lot. I mean, I used to do a program. My student radio show was me co-presenting with an Aslan, who was an Australian lion, just voiced by me on a different microphone with different settings. I suppose I don't do that anymore.
That sounds quite niche.
Yeah. I did a series called Boris Investigates, which was about aristocrats abusing penguins by using them as waiters at their posh parties. It wasn't very good. The concept sounds better than reality.
It's through those kinds of ideas, though, that you get to the good ones, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose that's what student radio is all about. I mean, people go, oh, student radio is the best because you get to do all that crazy stuff. Most professional stations still allow a lot of capacity for having great, brilliant ideas. I suppose the main way that mine have changed is that now they are very editorially refined, which I've learned is crucial. So if you want to do an item about sexting, let's say, don't just go, let's do a feature all about sexting. Pick a sharper angle. Is sexting damaging a generation? Something that in a headline that sums up what you're talking about. So I guess I'm better at that.
That's a good point. That's a useful tip. So you can't give us the top secret that you revealed during the session. But if you can leave our podcasters with just one note to take away, what would that be?
One thing that's maybe never said very explicitly at the student radio conference is that you can follow all the advice, excellent advice that you're given across the conference, but you have to be good as well. It's no good going to Demo Factor and writing down that if I put my best link at the top of my demo, I'm going to become a presenter. Only if your top link is really good. So never forget that. Never think that if you follow all the advice and do everything right when you go on a work experience placement or put together a demo, that's going to automatically lead to a job. Always practice, always improve, always maybe figure out, oh, I'm really good at doing this thing. Maybe I'll develop that and get better at that. Always look to improve, and don't forget that you have to show talent as well as following all the wonderful advice that this conference provides.
Do you know what? I feel ready. I feel ready for
ready
the work
for the
experience
world.
Placement. Yes. Thank you very much, Tim.
My pleasure.
And hopefully see you later at Demo Factor.
Yes, indeed.
To get in contact with us, tweet @SRA.